I'm walking the dog. I'm not really wearing enough clothes for this tonight. I had a bit of a shock not too long ago, actually. I guess it's one of the reasons I felt I should kind of get out of the house and I try to shake the images from my mind. I upset myself. How weird is that? But it's weird. I feel like I'm almost censoring myself for not wanting to talk about it, but I know that I use Audioboo for many reasons, and recording audio sometimes is a bit of a therapy, I suppose. I've got a couple of days' work coming up in Ireland, and I'm teaching video for the web, and I'm just getting some examples together in a folder as a kind of backup, presentations, keynotes, whatever are done. It's just I always have that moment of doubt, you know, and oh, what if I need this, and this? I better take some video examples with me and stick them on an external hard drive, just in case I want to change things tomorrow. And I'm going through one of my folders, masses of videos. This is just called Shorts. And I clicked on a strangely named video, which shouldn't really have been in that folder. I'm quite good with my file systems, and this just said birthday. When I clicked on it, I was taken back to my mother's 57th birthday, which was just a few weeks before she died, and the kind of it's a video blog like many other video blogs that I've made, and it's edited, and there's no cheesy finishing credits with an advertisement to me, because I kind of, when I made it, I was kind of numb, and obviously thought, quite rightly so, that wasn't appropriate. But there is a title screen saying that the day of my, I can't even remember the day of my mum's 57th birthday or something, but I was a little bit worried as to how she sounded on the phone, and when I got there, I wasn't really prepared for what I saw. And I'm looking at the video, and I couldn't watch it all. I could just kind of flick through this video and look at certain bits. I'm kind of driving and talking into the phone, which is videoing me in a holder, and then I'm in the house, and there's my mum sat there in the sofa, and she's really, really not well. And then she's opening a present, and I skip forward again, and there's me outside, almost in tears, wondering, you know, how did it get like this, and why hasn't her boyfriend called a doctor? And, you know, I'm going to just call a doctor or even an ambulance, because this isn't right. And then trying to talk myself out of it by going, no, he knows right, and maybe, you know, it's just this dodgy Chinese that they had the night before, as he said. And I've got a lot of videos that I really don't feel I can look at. Not yet. This is one of them. I've only ever shown this video to two people, I think. My brother being one of them. And a friend who, I think I was quite drunk at the time, and it was very, very shortly afterwards, and I just said, look, you know, I'm kind of confused as to why I made this. And I just had a kind of strange urge to put it out there. Then there's a kind of, I don't know, the part of me that doesn't blog, that keeps some things to himself. That is the other people that go, why would you share this? So it's just going to maybe sit in a folder for a while, but wow. There's a big part of me that wishes that maybe I'd done more. As far as I'm aware, I did everything I could. I called the health services, and my mum pretty much went immediately into hospital for tests and checks, but it didn't seem to be enough. I know that her health kind of had been deteriorating for various reasons over a period of years, but then, all very sudden, a big part of me doesn't want to ever look at that video again, because there are so many memories where she's well. I guess memories I have that I would like to be the most dominant memories in my mind. But I don't think I could ever bring myself to destroy that video. I just closed the folder, and I still haven't remembered to move it to somewhere where I'm not likely to look at it by accident again. But it's very strange how I've got these moments, I've got these clips, I've got loads of them. I had audio way years before I did video that I'd kind of recorded and never really brought myself to listen to again, and I know where they are, I know where that is. And I wonder if part of me is documenting all of this for generations to come. I'm finding the convenience of recording using devices that share things almost immediately with potentially very large numbers of people quite daunting all of a sudden, because there are some things I'd very much like to document and not necessarily put out there, and it is very easy for me to start carrying around solid state devices which don't share these kind of things that I can keep for later on, maybe edit together at a later day, who knows. But at the moment, well, if you're listening to this, I clicked upload. I've done more than a few recordings these last couple of weeks when I've just stopped. Sometimes because my phone's gone off, or there's been a conversation creep in, or I've said maybe more than I would have liked to. But then the whole recording's lost, so. Yeah, a lot of people think, I think all people that blog do so for narcissistic reasons. There are multiple reasons for people to be blogging. Sometimes it's just to record their feelings, sometimes it's to get something off their chest, sometimes it's to create some kind of social documentary. Sometimes it is to advertise what they do. Strangely though, I do feel better for talking about it. Just goes to show I probably don't think about it and talk about it as much as I should do.